need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答.
From BBC Learning English.
Mr. Rob! You're the guy off Q&A. Stand here. No. Not there. Here. Just here. I want a photo. No, not of you. I need you to take this photo. Right, great. I need your autograph. Yes. Sign this. What? Yuck. I don't think much of your handwriting.
Rob, wake up. Rob, 这大白天的做起梦来了。
Oh, sorry, Feifei. I was dreaming. I thought I was at the Oscars, and someone thought I was famous.
你明星? I'm afraid you're not famous, Rob. Now, can we get on with the program, please? 现在是你问我答节目时间。
Oh, okay. Well, this week's question might help the person who was in my dream. He didn't know me, and his greeting was very impolite.
Well, let's hear the question.
Hello, I'm going to a concert, but I don't know how to speak to my favorite pop star, Taylor Swift. For example, how to greet her, how to ask her to take a photo with me, and how to ask her for a signature on her album. Thank you so much if you can help me. Ka Ching Fong from Hong Kong.
今天的问题问得很新颖， 如何与一名明星打招呼， 如何问候让我们崇拜无比的名人。 What a good question.
Ah, yes, Taylor Swift is great. So, Ka Ching Fong's lucky to be going to her concert. But if she wants to talk to her personally, she'll need to make her greeting polite.
首先，你的问候语要有礼貌。 Shouldn't we always be polite, Rob?
Well, of course we should. But when you are meeting someone you don't know very well, you shouldn't be too familiar or too informal.
如果你要问候的人你本人不认识, 那么注意应该用比较正式的语言, 不应该太随便, 否则会显得有些冒昧。 So what do you suggest?
How about excuse me? That usually gets someone's attention.
To get someone's attention, say 对不起,打扰一下, excuse me.
And then say hello and politely ask your question. A bit like this.
Excuse me. Oh, hello. I thought the concert was great. Would you mind having a photo taken with me, please?
He started with excuse me and hello. And then he gave a compliment, which is when you say something good about someone.
上面的男士先说了 excuse me, 对不起打扰了, 然后说 hello, 你好, 接着赞美了对方。 That's all very polite.
Well, that's the idea. Next, don't demand what you want, but ask your question politely.
不要直接提出你的要求, 应该是有礼貌的, 委婉的请求。 He said, would you mind? 你介意吗?
That's one way to start a question. And don't forget to always end your question with please.
别忘了用单词 please, 请。 Can we have another example, Rob? Please?
Listen to this.
Excuse me. Hi. Yes, I'm a big fan of yours. Is there any chance you could sign my CD, please? Oh, thanks.
我是你的忠实粉丝，这是多好的一个称赞呀！ I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thanks, Feifei. How kind of you to say.
Not you, Rob. I was just explaining the phrase.
Oh, okay, sorry. But it doesn't just have to be celebrities, like the pop singer Taylor Swift, that you need to be polite to. If you meet anyone that you don't know well, you should greet them politely and respectfully.
That's true. 我们应该礼貌地恭敬地问候每一个人，不仅仅只是对于明星们。 Even you, Rob.
Even me, Feifei. And don't forget to always say thank you if someone gives you what you asked for, and give a smile too. You want to leave a lasting impression.
别忘了在别人满足你的要求后说谢谢，并给他一个微笑. Thank you.
Thank you? What for?
For answering Ka Ching Fong's question.
不客气. Let's hope she gets that photo and autograph.
Autograph?
That's the name for a celebrity's signature.
签名, autograph. Okay, well, could I have your autograph, please?
Wow, my autograph. Am I dreaming again? Of course you can.
Sorry, Rob, I was just practicing in case I ever meet Taylor Swift.
Oh.
如果你在英语学习中遇到任何难题, 欢迎发邮件给我们到questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
And don't forget to say please and thank you.
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。